Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I want to hear what is your opinion on a controversial question. Are you ready to stretch your brain? Have you heard about artificial intelligence? Of course. Have you heard about Chat GBC or what? Chat
GPT.
Yeah, you have heard. Yeah. Now, what do you think about this? We can make a program Chat with Srila Prabhupada. It is possible. And this program would have access to all of Srila Prabhupada's written words and also the spoken words. So you can ask this program, you can chat with Srila Prabhupada, in other words. You can ask him question, what do you think, is it better to boil the plums or to eat them raw? And, you know, make a plum chutney or another. What do you think about the present President of the United States? And this program, based on all of Prabhupada's recorded words, and there are a lot of words, would give you an answer. Is this ethically okay or is it not okay? Can we duplicate Srila Prabhupada's words into a computer program? Is this a good question?
Controversial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think to answer this question, we need to do some benchmark with, let's say, GBC. For example, or with some, you know, very advanced devotees, group of them, who knows Shastras, who knows Prabhupada's books, and we should answer like 50 questions to the ChatGPT.
That
group. And then the other group should compare the answers.
Yeah.
Like expert group. And so which answers are better or they are the same?
Yeah.
So this benchmark will allow us, and then like the percentage of this benchmark will help us to understand how good is our program right now. Is this on the same level or even better or seriously worse than that expert group? So in this case, if it is on the same level or even better, then why not? If it is, then it's too early, probably.
But you cannot distribute prasad through ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And you cannot sing with it.
You cannot. The blessing, it cannot bless you.
Right.
Yeah.
So
the computer program, let us assume he is right, good, like his answers are correct, and that. But he can't give mercy, the program. Did I understand you correctly? Or do you mean?
Not everything that we have for on ISKCON, it really can give. It can be some theoretical knowledge, yes, but
yeah.
Not everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I understand. Mm-hmm. Any other? Acharya Krishna, you are knowledgeable. Oh, you want to think a little? Surabhi had his...
As a
resource, then it would not be so much, it would not be really like chat with him, but it is, what does Prabhupada say on this? Mm-hmm. It would be a little like this.
I even have such a AI that you can upload Prabhupada's books and then ask questions, and then it gives references. You know, like this line. And sometimes it's giving very relevant, very helpful references, and sometimes you think this didn't really answer the question, but it can be like a useful resource.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. And Surabhi? And you understand the program is like I can talk with Prabhupada.
Uh-huh.
Prabhupada, what do you think about the weather? And, you know, he would talk back.
This we would have to check. I don't know. I can't see.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there is a program being made like that. I was asked to be one of the testers, but I didn't do it. First of all, Marsh, it's like you read my mind, because when you opened your notebook, I looked and I thought, he doesn't use AI, he will never use AI, because you write everything so nicely.
Yeah.
And then you started speaking about it, which is kind of blowing my mind. And second, I do feel that personally, when you're interacting with the books, there is something else that happens, whereas when you're busy on the phone or on the laptop, I think it doesn't come through the same way.
Yeah.
And if you were to ask that version of Srila Prabhupada's Vani, what do you think about this? In some ways, the the words will be changed, whereas in the books that Srila Prabhupada has given us, it's how he
directly said it. Mm-hmm. Good. So I think we, Ikaran, you raised your hands. Is it?
It's okay. I was gonna contribute, but
no, please, Karan.
Oh, well, I was just thinking about how for I'm super junior devotee here, really scratching the surface. But for us junior devotees, in a way, because we only have what he said,
yeah,
like what's recorded, as a way of associating with him.
Yeah.
And if that's able to kind of have this kind of conversation in that respect, and I guess it's a little bit, I think it's maybe like, I don't know, eating like some processed strawberry shortcake instead of homemade strawberry shortcake or something, you know, there's like a maybe real sort of innate essence that's missing. But I think he also said, talks about time, place, and circumstance, and in the one way, that's the only time, place, and circumstance that we have that they can reference, the AI can reference, but at the same time, it's the time that we're in, you know?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I will refrain from a comment here. I have not thought much about it. I just was in a discussion and I said, Prabhus, I would like to know more about it. I'm not a computer man, so I will have to ask and think and discuss before I say something. I think the question which this leads to, and which I will use as my entry into my subject, the holy name of Krishna is full of consciousness, it is eternal, it is full of rasa. And even if I program a machine to chant, and there will be, I think soon it will be possible that I can tell my machine to chant melodies that are almost as good as Achintya Krishna's melodies. It will be possible soon. I just feed it a few good melodies from Indra, Achintya Krishna, and others. And it will come up with very similar, acceptable melodies. The holy name in itself is different. And there is something in our philosophy like chanting and not chanting the holy name. There is two types of names. The alphabetic name called Namakshara and the real holy name. I want to give you an example which I might have given in the past here. When Srila Prabhupada, once in a good-hearted way, we made in Mayapur a kirtan competition. I was not part of it. I would never have done. Anyways, there was the best kirtan groups of Bengal were invited. These are groups, they can sing. Their range of voice is from super high to super deep, you know, and they know melodies. They know to play madanga and dance and jump over a house while they dance and do many things. So we wanted to find out in an open competition who is the best kirtan group. And we had a loudspeaker system. It was done as far as I heard, where the bhajan hut of Srila Prabhupada is, where he first came when the project was just starting, and they were singing, and in the midst of it, one devotee came to Prabhupada's room, and you could hear the kirtan very nicely in the room. And the devotee was asking how do you like the chanting? I mean, have you heard Bengali kirtan groups? My dear devotees, they are really something. So Prabhupada didn't want to speak at first, but then he said, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. So these kirtan groups can chant many chants, but the rule was only Hare Krishna. They were only chanting Hare Krishna. So the Prabhupada was in his room, and there was the sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ooh. They do a little of this. And it was really only the Hare Krishna mantra. So the devotee said, Prabhupada, this is Hare Krishna. No, they are not chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. They continued. It's not chanting Hare Krishna. Then said the devotee, what are they chanting? And Prabhupada said, money, money, money. These groups are hired. They're professional musicians. They chant after during marriages, during childbirth, doing all kinds of things, and they travel around in Bengal like hired music, but because the culture is such, they chant Hare Krishna. But really, listen to the bowls of Bengal, you will think the Rolling Stones don't know what they're doing. You know, it's so good, the music. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduces us to this concept. There's chanting, but there is not chanting. What decides whether your kirtan is a real kirtan or if it is not a kirtan at all? It's your consciousness, my dear devotees. And this is a conscious thing, and AI, as far as I know, has no consciousness. It is a machine which goes by probabilities. You program it, and then it finds when it has to give answers, it finds what are the probabilities that this will be an answer that my customer or the inquirer will be able to understand and appreciate, and so on. And it goes through all the texts and takes informations from there in order to give you the answer you were looking for. But this is a mechanical process. It does not involve the role of consciousness. So there is chanting, and there is something that sounds like chanting, but is not a chanting, because it is not done with a proper consciousness. Now, Krishna consciousness, my dear devotees, in kirtan, Krishna conscious kirtan has three distinct features. First of all, the kirtaniya, whom we like to hear and who attracts Krishna in the form of his holy name, should be meditating, I'm your eternal part, my dear Lord Krishna. Second of all, the kirtan leader should be aware that you are my only master, Krishna. And the third meditation of the kirtan devotee, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is this material world is a temporary place. It is for me to just go through. I would like to make a little meditation with you based on these three statements. So we will do a little kirtan. We will do, what will we do? I will first bring you into a meditative trance. Let's see if I can do that. And then we will do kirtan from that spiritual point of view. But for now, I would like you to ask a question. Look at what you see.
Is it one capsule and one empty capsule?
Medanga Playaji, what do you see?
Pills.
Pills. Your native language?
Russian.
Wonderful. Russia. So, our Medanga player sees two pills. We can also say capsula. Are they identical?
No.
One is full. One is empty. Yeah? So the same is with the holy name. You can chant full holy names, identical with Krishna, and empty holy names, where Krishna is not present. Hare Krishna. This is an example of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we should see how to make a full... Sorry, I like languages so much and pronunciation that I sometimes make a joke out of them. Krishna conscious kirtans have three things. The kirtans where there's no Krishna, they have this absent-mindedness. So I want you to sit up a little. Can you do this for me? You can sit on chairs. It works on chairs and on in space capsules. It is. I'm at the first is you as a kirtan devotee. You meditate. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness, and Krishna's eternal servant. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. And the material world is a house of correction meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Ready? No? Yes?
Yes.
Good. Let's do a few deep breaths. Bring your awareness while you breathe, continue to breathe, to each inhale and exhale. When you breathe in, know that you are breathing in. Walk, so to say, next to your breath. Flow with your breath. Means the breath flows into us, flows out, so you... Or move, that's a better English word. You have a flat breathing. What is wrong with you? Too much prasadam. It's after prasadam. Okay. Okay. Continue to breathe in really deep. No, Surabhi, you have to breathe deeper. Atkins and Krishna, deep, deep, deep. Deep breathing means first breathe into your belly and then into your lung or chest area, and when you breathe out, start from up, lung area, and go down to your belly. Alright, now comes effortless and calm. Just be by yourself a little. And when you're ready, envision or see in your mind's eye these truths. I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. I'm categorically different from the body and mind. I'm a tiny soul. I am an eternal, blissful, spiritual being. I'm a part of Krishna. I'm not German, not Russian, not English, not Mauritian. I'm the part of Krishna. Good. Now bring your consciousness to Krishna. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity, and he's my only master. This means that so long I have invested in so many relationships, but now I understand that Krishna is my only master and my only true friend. Wonderful. Now, the third thing, look at the world. This material world is like a house of correction. A little bit like a comfortable prison, sometimes not so comfortable. It is meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. So you are aware now of your spiritual identity, and you have brought Krishna into your awareness, and you see the need of building a relationship with Krishna. Please chant like this now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. times when you chant, you're turning to Krishna as his part, belonging to Krishna, your only friend, your only master, and you address him while you sing very nicely the entire mantra for his pleasure. Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
all of us again, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Hare Hare Hare Krishna. And one more time, all of us together. Hare Krishna, Krishna a very famous verse by Rupa Goswami about the holy name. The holy name is something wonderful. He says, a material mind, material senses cannot grasp the holy name. The holy name is as Krishna is only revealed to those who are approaching him in a service spirit. My dear devotees, we could talk about many other things. I could talk about many techniques on focus. I could talk a lot on pronunciation. I could talk a lot on meditative absorption and chanting. That is my specialty, to be very honest. That's my focus. But all this has to go in the background when we are thinking about the holy name as being Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap. We cannot obtain Krishna so easily. That we just like when we go to the restaurant and we call out, waiter, 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 I want a soup with cream on top of it. Not everything has to have cream, by the way. And then the waiter has to come if we pay the money. No, Krishna is not like that, that we can order him to appear, to come before us. But he comes when we approach him in a sincere spirit of devotional service. Hare Krishna. Do you feel encouraged or do you feel discouraged?
Encouraged.
Sorry?
Encouraged.
Encouraged. Yeah, there's something we can move to. So this is a little bit what I
wanted to present to you today. Please remember my example of the empty and the full capsule. And please always, always see that this doesn't happen to you. That your holy name becomes empty. When does the holy name become empty?
Ooh!
It is at the moment where we commit offenses to the holy name, especially towards devotees of Krishna, when we commit sins on the strength of the chanting, that we think, oh, I can sin, and then I chant a little, and then everything will be moshe, order okay. Or when we chant and we remain in material consciousness, please see that your chanting doesn't become empty like this. Like, I know you will forget everything except for the capsulas. That was the intention of bringing this. I know you, I'm a Hare Krishna myself, you know. We are very bad in memory because we hear so much. Good. Let me now see. Do you have any questions? What is your good name?
My name is Marina.
Marina? Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Yeah. I have two questions. First, if we see somebody sinning, can we estimate if he is sinning like full capsule or empty capsule? Or this is like we cannot see, this is just if we ask him.
Do you sing empty or full, Prabhu? They will all become offended when you ask them. No. Or no one, let me say like this, no one will say, no, I'm chanting pure holy name. I'm there. Let me answer your...
Just inside.
Yeah.
We cannot see it from outside.
You cannot see it from outside. Because sometimes Krishna, you know, there is one criterion which you usually put on the question, does bhakti work or not? Do I have bhakti? When you really make advancement in bhakti, you should, that there will be an experience which you make, there will be first there will be a devotional feeling towards Krishna, then there will be an experience of Krishna in some way or another, and you will lose your taste for material life. This is the normal test which you do on your own spiritual life, but it's not possible to put that test to another person, because sometimes Krishna can work, play his flute through a lead pipe, through an iron pipe. In other words, Krishna can use a devotee who may not be very advanced, and he and Krishna comes through him. Krishna can choose this. I think we all have made this experience that sometimes a very new devotee has chanted, and all of a sudden we came into the space where we experience Krishna. So I think it is like this, that Krishna can work his miracles through anyone, so that we don't do this mistake of judging others. That is very, very not good for our Vaishnava life, if we judge others, oh, you are advanced and you are not so advanced. Krishna doesn't make such judgments. Krishna is happy with everyone's devotional service, just like a father is happy even when the little child tries to speak. So Krishna is kind, and his devotees should also be kind and not judge others. So therefore, and it's not possible to judge really others unless they do something very, very bad. Then you can see, okay, you know, then you know. But even then, sometimes you don't. Judging others is done in either sects or spiritual movements. It's not good. Yes, your good name, please.
Pada Sevanam.
Wonderful name.
Thank you for this great association. I feel like the capsule of my heart is filled in your presence, but could you please discuss how to keep this mood as long as possible? This first question. And the second, if you feel that your capsule is empty, how to fulfill it again?
When you want to keep spirit alive, you need to have three things intact. The first is you have to have a vision that, oh, this is where I want to be, this is how I want to be, this is my ideal, I want to live by this ideal. This is a vision. The second thing you need absolutely for spiritual advancement is a plan how you can fulfill this vision. If you have only a desire but no plan, it will not happen. Like how much longer is our kirtan course, Surabhi?
Next week is the last week.
So 1.5 weeks we have. Then you will go back to your normal situation, and you will have to have a plan by that time how you will do your kirtan. Like our Harasho devotee, our devotee, your good name again?
My name is Alexander.
Alexander, Sasha.
I'm from Belarus, actually.
Belarus, yeah.
And you live in Cyprus.
Yeah, wonderful, Sasha. So he had a plan after he attained, after he was there 1 year ago. You took an online course and regularly practiced Madanga, and therefore when we heard your Madanga, we thought, well, this cannot come from one course, you know. So
I should say that I cannot teach you Madanga before, in the beginning of the course.
So you have to have a vision and then a plan to make your spiritual life thing. But that's not enough. You need one other thing to be spiritually successful. You have to have an environment that nourishes and inspires you. It's so important, my dear devotees. Without an environment, it's not possible. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur lists these 3 points which you just have heard by giving an example. He says, bhakti is like a seed. Chanting and hearing is like watering the seed, but the favorable environment is like the humus, the good earth. Humus, it's a good earth. So these you require. So when you leave from here, my dear devotees, you will have to have a vision. Where do I want to go with my kirtan? You have to have a
practical plan. Okay, I will invite the people in my town who are open for Krishna consciousness, my friend, and I will do kirtan at my apartment. And then you need something that nourishes you. It could be online lectures, programs, kirtans. It could be that you have a friendship with a more advanced devotee and you write, or you message, or you WhatsApp them, or you video them, or you voicemail them, or whatever, some contact, so that you can get positive impulses or inspirations in your life. These three things will make your bhakti successful. Hare Krishna. But we, with this capsular example, it comes from Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He wants to say that the holy name is only present when we chant in a devotional way, no? And the holy name is only appears to be present, but it's an empty capsule. I will read to you his words so that you can get inspiration. The mere physical sound is not the holy name of Krishna. The mere physical sound is mayic sound. It has no spiritual essence. The life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. Then he says, when you chant, your chanting should not be lip deep, but heart deep. Krishna, the person, comes down into the heart when he is attracted to the service spirit, the intense service spirit. Always know, holy name is not a material sound. It's a nam avatar. The holy name descends. He comes from the spiritual plane into the heart, and from there he moves on the tongue. Wonderful, no? Who else? So Ravi Kund.
You mentioned that what decides that your kirtan is real kirtan. Kirtan, you mentioned consciousness, and this is kind of the theme. I remember one verse from the Bhagavatam, 1.1.14, where it is mentioned that even by unconsciously chanting the holy name, one can become liberated.
Yeah.
From the complicated meshes
of material life, yeah.
And I wonder how that fits in to that.
Yeah, there is this verse, and Vishwanath Chakravarti, the verse is, even when someone chants the holy name unconsciously, then he can be liberated from the complicated meshes of material existence. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this verse hints at the Ajamil story, who chanted, you all know Ajamil? Mm-hmm. He was dying, and at the moment of when he was just almost leaving his body, he saw his son, who had the name Narayan, playing nearby, and in total panic, he chanted, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And when the Lord in the Vaikuntha worlds heard this, he sent his four servants, the Vishnu Duta, to liberate our Ajamil. So sometimes this is taken as, you can continue to chant unconscious
Yeah, but not if you want to go back to Krishna, Surabhi. Ajamil, after being saved by the Vishnu Dutas, was not going to the spiritual world. He stayed in the world and he knew he would have to now learn, he now would have to learn to chant properly. So he went to Haridwar at the banks of the Ganga, where there was a temple, and he engaged in devotional service, and that is consciously chanting, you know. And then when his end came, then he saw the same personalities, the Vishnu Dutas, who said to him, now you're ready to go. Please ascend, come on this Vimana, this transcendental airplane. And then they went to Vaikuntha. So yes, unconscious chanting can save you from the resultant action of sin, your bad karma. But I wouldn't try this, Surabhi. Better as you'd try. Okay, let me be as unconscious as possible. Chant my rounds. Finished. And so on. You might still get a lot of bad karma, you know. Ajamil's case was perhaps a special mercy situation. But even him, in order to develop his Krishna consciousness, he had to practice. I always have taken this statement, unconscious chanting, as an encouragement that even if I have my bad days and I ate too much prasadam and I cannot concentrate, you know, that even then if I show up for the chanting of the holy name, the Lord is kind to me. But a proper devotee will not try to to be an unconscious devotee. So who else? Sasha. Sasha we say, no? In Russian. Mm-hmm. Alexander means Sasha in Russian language. Yes.
When you mentioned that repeating bhajans of prayers of acharyas
and others,
inspire you to like recharge your batteries, and which bhajans you consider are like most important, like fundamental for our, maybe you can mention some particular bhajans.
Yeah, there's one very nice which Prabhupada liked to chant. Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gaino. Hari Hari Bifale B-P-H Fale. Hari Hari Bifale. You will find that, Prabhupada said that. Many of the Sharanagati prayers, when you are in a very bad mood, you know, very, very mic, then you should chant Amara Jivan Sada Paparati Naiko Ivera Klesh. I could start to cry immediately. This Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has recommended to be chanted regularly in order to come in the right mood for chanting. Amara, Amara, new word, Jivana. Amara Jivana. Amara Jivane. Jivane, not Jivana. Jivane. And all the Sharanagati prayers, I think every single one is very, very good. Buliato mare samsara magia. Prabhupada used to chant them regularly. I was once guarding his door, you know. We had a little apartment for him in our castle. We lived in the castle, Rettershof, Schloss Rettershof, and we had a little apartment. Not little, it was a nice apartment, actually. It had a living room where he received his guests, where he ate prasadam, and where he worked on his books. Then it had a bathroom, and then it had a sleeping room. I was posted sometimes before his door, and I was in charge of seeing that no devotees would make noise, because we were always so happy and so loud, being from Germany. Happy, loud people. And I said, shh, Prabhupada needs peace, he's writing. So sometimes the devotees were outside. Not sometimes, every day they were outside for book distribution. And I was alone, and I often heard from the room how Prabhupada played his harmonium and sang. There was no one there in the room, only Krishna. He was singing with his harmonium for long hours. Then the door would open, Prabhupada moved out of the room, passed me, and he always had his head like this. He was in some other world, you know. And he would walk left and right, and I was sitting there looking left and right. But then he looked at me, and then I quickly looked down to not disturb him with my impolite staring. And so my point is, he sang in his free times always. I don't have my red bag now, but I have a bag, and there's always a songbook inside. And I always, when I'm alone and no one records me, then I sing. Yes. Krishna. Sasha. I want to recommend all of you, please, when you go to your home or to where you stay, please read regularly in Prabhupada's books. It will be so good for you. You will get a proper direction, and it will really influence your kirtan. You will become more confident and not be shy, but you will be able to sing very nicely. Krishna. What else we have? Yes. What is your good name, please?
My good name is Lucy.
Lucy?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, I was just wondering, what if there is not an opportunity to participate in kirtan where you live? I live in Scotland, about 2 hours away from the temple, and it is very small, and there's not much association in person, but would you say online is better than nothing? Or would you say it's really important that I actively seek out?
There are very nice kirtans recorded on one web page. I can really recommend this. It's Radhadish Mellows. Mm-hmm. Is it like this? They are of a very high quality, and you can sing along. And then...
YouTube, yes.
Excuse me?
This is on your YouTube?
Yes,
YouTube. They're really nice. I mean, I do not get paid from Radhadesh to say these things. I'm really thinking the recording quality is really excellent. You will feel as if you are in the midst of the kirtan. You know, it's so direct and so on. Is it YouTube? There is even a movie on it, no?
Yeah,
a
documentary.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and do you just hear the sound, or is there video? Video also. Video also. So there you have. But the idea of the kirtan course is that you make kirtan at your own home. Do you live where Nessie is, in Loch Ness?
Unfortunately, not.
Maybe
I should move
back. No. No. No, no.
No, I live in quite the opposite of that, if you could imagine that.
Not the highlands.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so no problem. You make a kirtan in your home. I think some melodies are possible. You can learn, and there is even a book with notations. Do you notes? You know notes?
Yeah, so I sing a lot on my own.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just being with people that I do spend a lot of time on my own, so I'm thinking I feel I should probably make the effort to be people. Doesn't Krishna prefer
uh-huh.
together?
Well, why don't you become more confident in the kirtan, and then you invite people.
Yeah.
Say, I have some cool music, you know. I make and then Hare Krishna. People will like when they can sing along. They usually like. You can see the Scottish people, it's beards, and wonderful. I'm looking at the time, which is progressing, and I would like if we make one last kirtan to end this session. Yeah, thank you very much. You were very attentive and very kind. May I ask one of you to take care of this? I didn't think that okay, someone needs to take this away. Yes, which tonality, please? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This time we have learned three things. We focus on ourselves, or we become aware that we are really spiritual sparks, part of Krishna. That Krishna is our infinite kind master, and that our purpose here is to again turn to Him in devotion. please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama,
oh, all of us together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada, Prabhu Pada, Jaya Prabhu Pada. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha.
Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam.
So, Krishna, what is left to say? I wish you all the best. I think it is by Krishna's kindness that you found in your heart the desire to go to the Radhadesh Kirtan course. You could have spent your life in many other ways. Hiking through the Scottish Highlands, for instance, with Lucy as a guide. But you have come here to
learn the kirtan. And really, the deciding thing is what you will do after the kirtan course is over. I think you have learned some tools, but the tools, it's like this. When you use them, they will help you to go further and higher and and everything. They will help you to advance to the next level. But if you don't use the tools, they will become rusty. And after some time, you will not really know, how was this with the bead on the cartels and on the medanga? I forgot the detail, and so on. It needs to be applied. And I think kirtan is such a wonderful thing that we can take it with me, with us at home, to our into our life, and make it work there. No? Like Sasha has shown with this medanga lessons. But also, medanga, you know, Sasha, please remember, it's part of a kirtan. You need to apply it. I remember when I learned medanga, I know 3 beats on the medanga, not more. But I remember I practiced them every day. And after some time, when I could use them in kirtan and Krishna. Yeah. All the best. I will be in the evening again there. This time we will speak about the ultimate journey. Wow! You are, of course, invited to come. It's free of cost. Yeah, now the most wonderful things are free, like air and water. Hare Krishna. Everyone is smiling at me. I think you never heard such an English, no, in your life before. Hare Krishna.